Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The protest against Ms. Ather Alois LLP's ferrosilicon factory in Niglok Industrial Growth Center, East Siang District, has temporarily lifted as the protesters suspended their agitation for a period of 6 months on certain conditions. The development came on Tuesday after Rukshin ADC Kiran Ningo convened a consultative meeting with the protesting villagers at Murlung Community Hall in presence of the stakeholders and silicon company executives. Villagers from seven nearby villages alleged pollution caused health hazards and crop damage, leading to a year-long agitation. A February clash injured four police during a court-ordered material escort. A pall of shock has descended over Naharlagun following the mysterious death of class 12 student at the Vidya Bharati Institute. According to the school authorities, the student allegedly died by suicide. However, the family has strongly contested this claim, insisting that the circumstances surrounding the death are suspicious and demanded a thorough investigation. Speaking on the matter, Nahalagun Superintendent of Police Nilam Nega said that a case has been registered and an investigation is currently underway. He assured that all angles are being examined and that the police will conduct a fair and impartial probe to ascertain the exact cause of death. Authorities have urged the public to remain calm and allow the investigation to proceed without speculation. Further details are awaited as the probe continues. The District Administration of Papumpare held a crucial meeting at Yupia on Tuesday to address illegal encroachment and unauthorized constructions on government land. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Lobsang Sring directed officers to ensure that all government properties are secured and brought under proper custody. He emphasized issuing fresh notices to encroachers to vacate within the time frame or face legal action. He instructed officers to adhere strictly to mandatory notice periods while issuing eviction notices to avoid legal complications. Acknowledging challenges due to the lack of proper demarcation in several areas, the Papumpare DC stated that as-is varies approach may be adopted in such cases. He directed officers to proceed with action based on available records and encouraged the digitization and compilation of land-related data for improved clarity and efficiency. The circle officer of Rukshin in East Siang District, following a set of representations submitted by PRI leaders today, instructed field officers of Agriculture and Horticulture Department to assess the rate of loss and damage caused by the cyclone, which ravaged major parts of Pasighat West area on April 25th last and triggered huge devastation. The cyclone ravaged Depi, Detak, Debing, Raing, Niglok, Murlung, Ralung and Linka villages under Rukshin Circle and caused large-scale damages. However, no loss of human lives and domestic animals by the natural disaster is reported from affected areas. The 18th District Level Encore Committee meeting was held today in Zero, chaired by DC Oli Parme. It aimed to curb drug trafficking and substance abuse in Lower Subansiri. The chairperson directed sharing meeting minutes and circulars with ZPC, DIPRO and school heads after educational representatives highlighted urgent need for parental awareness programs. The College of Agriculture, Central Agricultural University, Pasighat, successfully inaugurated the drone and 3D printing innovation and experience hub today, marking a significant step towards promoting technology-driven agriculture in the region. Highlighting the administrative importance of agriculture, the Deputy Commissioner of East Siang, Sonalika Jivani, stressed its critical role in ensuring food security. Calling for the empowerment of food producers, she urged the dean and faculty members to actively participate in the Command Area Development Program, noting that Pasighat Ledung under Rukshin has been selected as the pilot location. 63 residents from Likor village submitted their consent today for the pre-feasibility report activities of the proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project at the Conference Hall of the DC Office, Yingkiong. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.